Let's Get You a White Coat is brought to you by King County Medical Society. You can find them online at kcmsociety.org. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Let's Get You a White Coat, a podcast all about building bridges between practitioners and the future practitioners of medicine. I'm your host, Sean Fox, here to highlight the amazing doctors and physicians helping to make the path to medical school more accessible. There is no better example of that than today's guest, president of the King County Medical Society, Dr. Michelle Terry. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Sean. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you here on this fabulous day. Getting right into it, tell us about your area of expertise and what do you really enjoy the most about your practice?
Well, I'm a board-certified pediatrician. That means I went to medical school, I did a residency in pediatrics, and I have practiced as a primary care provider in an independently owned physician clinic. I have practiced in a multi-specialty clinic as an outpatient physician, and currently I'm a member of the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Washington in the Division of Hospital Medicine, where I practice inpatient pediatrics over my career. Well, you know, pediatricians, you know, take care of infants, children, and adolescents from the day babies are born until around the 21st birthday. So it's a wide range of ages, but we also take care of families, and, you know, parents will do anything for their children to make sure that they're healthy and thriving. And so it's a very fulfilling partnership. So I really enjoy the relationship with my patients and their parents and caregivers over a long period of time. And just yesterday, I was teaching at the medical school when one of the medical students came up to me and said, "You used to be my doctor." And that was so fulfilling to me to know that I have several former patients who are in medical school or who have graduated medical school at this point. So the longitudinal relationships are also very fulfilling.
That's so heartwarming. That makes me so happy. And speaking of medical school, I, as someone who never went, have recently learned about something called a shadowing experience, and that is really kind of what we are here to talk about. What did your shadowing experience in pediatrics look like?
So in order to shadow me, there is a formal process where applicants fill out a form online, and then they agree to all sorts of procedures, meaning, you know, the observers have to have been vaccinated for COVID, and they also have to attest that they have other vaccinations up to date, and they also have to attest that they will honor all confidentiality in anything that they happen to see while shadowing. And then they have to identify someone to shadow. And I think that is kind of the missing piece for some of the students who aspire to physicianhood, meaning if they're the, you know, child of a healthcare professional, it's easier to make that sort of access possible. However, if their, you know, parents aren't in healthcare, they, you know, don't have a longitudinal relationship with their primary care provider, but they're really interested in providing healthcare as a career and becoming a physician, then, you know, finding someone to sponsor them is a big step. And that's what we hope to do with the King County Medical Society by highlighting physicians who are willing to share their knowledge and expertise with bright, promising young students who hope to become physicians one day. Usually there's an hour restriction, meaning at my institution, one cannot volunteer over a set number of hours throughout their shadowing experience. So that might mean only 5 days or so. However, promising students may look towards other opportunities with other physicians, and then all of those opportunities add up.
Amazing. I think that support of that sort of lateral aspect is so vital, especially when you're starting out in any career. But I mean, medicine in particular has so many of those opportunities. And It's what we're here to do at Let's Get You a White Coat. And I want to talk about a little bit further along how the King County Medical Society has played a role in that support over your career.
Yeah, so I want to say that the King County Medical Society was the original Facebook, meaning when I started practice 30 years ago, there was a physical directory with a picture of all of the members of the King County Medical Society with their practice address and specialty. So if you wanted to find a physician of a particular specialty in a particular location, you would pick up the King County Medical Society and directory and flip through until you found, you know, the doctor that you needed to see your patients. And so it's a collegial society, you know, bound together to share knowledge by physicians and for physicians. And over the years, we've really tried to expand that by providing continuing medical education on a variety of topics, by taking stances on various legislative priorities, by working with public health to expand access to the COVID vaccines most recently, and to socialize with one another so we'll get to know each other as professionals and keep track of our successes and encourage and validate one another, just as we hope to do for folks who aspire to become physicians.
I think it's amazing how the King County Medical Society basically functioned as this really early network. I almost don't feel like network's the right word, almost like a community of physicians and practitioners. A follow-up question, though, on what you did just say that I am interested to know more about is you talked about working in and weighing in on some of the legislative aspects of that. Would you mind giving us an example or two of some of the legislative work that King County Medical Society has done?
Every week we meet virtually to review and highlight bills of interest and then decide as a society if we're going to support or not support a particular bill. Every member as a physician is, you know, ready and willing and able, if they choose to do so, to support a bill by signing in independently. However, we have to generate consensus as an executive board before the King County Medical Society supports a particular bill. And so we want to be thoughtful and inclusive before we do that on any particular piece of legislation. Just last week, we hosted the state's attorney general and a representative and a senator for a webinar where they presented information to members online, and members were able to submit questions prior to the webinar that the elected officials very generously answered. So we also, as an organization, was able to have more direct access to important decision makers that want to hear from their constituents, and including their, you know, healthcare constituents, and we want to hear from them as well.
So tell me all about this new initiative from the King County Medical Society, where y'all have active practitioners who are volunteering their time to help get pre-medical student shadowing experience.
Yeah, of course. So KCMS is offering virtual mentoring via video conferencing, phone calls, and perhaps panels of physicians periodically, where the student can connect with a physician in the specialty of their choice. We hope to have a list of dozens of physicians who would be willing to serve as a resource to students. It's an opportunity that's new to King County Medical Society that will allow practicing physicians to encourage pre-medical students and help them towards completing their educational objectives, such that they'll be prepared to make a successful application to medical school.
Any advice for steps students should take before med school?
I would encourage pre-medical students not only to, you know, do well in all of their, you know, pre-med and major coursework, but also to volunteer in a variety of community service organizations that kind of reaches their heart, and to share their knowledge with other learners, perhaps by tutoring, as a subject matter expert in a variety of fields that are of interest to them. Perhaps, you know, do research in a basic science laboratory or qualitative research with a public health to gain background knowledge in how information is collected and collated and analyzed. And, you know, kind of know that once one gets into medical school, that's only the beginning. It's a journey of lifelong learning where you will always be constantly updating like a software package to kind of keep up with all of the changes that will happen over career in practice. You can continue to, you know, do good things over many, many years.
Dr. Michelle Terry, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. Folks can obviously reach out to you via the King County Medical Society website. Is there any final thoughts before we go?
No, thank you so much, Sean, for, you know, allowing me this opportunity. And we hope to have a link to the podcast on the website and information on virtual mentoring via the King County Medical Society. And in-person mentoring is dependent on the physician's practice situation.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to come in and help you all make this project. It's an honor to be a part of it. So truly, thank y'all at the King County Medical Society. And thank you so much for listening to Let's Get You a White Coat. This show is put together by King County Medical Society. King County Medical Society is an organization by physicians for physicians. So if you're a practicing physician or still practicing to be a physician, connect with us online at kcmsociety.org. If you enjoy the show, please give us a follow on your podcatcher of choice and leave us a 5-star rating. Again, thank you so much for listening and supporting community-dedicated doctors. We'll see you next time.